You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Ladies and gentlemen, thrilled to have you here for another epic debate. This is going to be a fun one, folks. Really excited for this Saturday night debate, and want to let you know, if it's your first time here, consider hitting that subscribe button, as we have many more juicy, controversial debates on science, religion, and politics coming up. And also want to let you know, Modern Day Debate is a neutral platform. In other words, we have no positions of our own. We have nothing like after shows or anything like that after the debates, taking a stance on who did well or didn't do well. That is for you to decide in terms of which debater made their case best. And also want to let you know, we hope you feel welcome no matter what walk of life you are from. We truly mean that, no matter what walk of life you're from. So, with that, want to let you know a couple of things. First, a couple of housekeeping things for the channel. If you did not know, folks, we are thrilled as, it's coming up quick. Oh my gosh, you guys. Within not even 2 weeks now, Is Christianity Dangerous will be debated between Inspiring Philosophy and Dr. Michael Shermer. This is our first time doing a Kickstarter debate, and that Kickstarter, want to let you know, is linked in the description. And you guys have to mention this. We are so excited is that just the other day we passed over the 50% threshold in terms of funding this event. And you might be saying, James, oh, I don't understand. Why do you have a Kickstarter? I mean, with, you know, super chats and ads and things like that. And it's, yes, it's true. We oftentimes have a Kickstarter. We oftentimes have those events in which we have things like super chats and ads. But a lot of you don't know that we actually pay oftentimes for speakers to come on already, honorarium. So for example, like the Matt Dillahunty and Ray Comfort debate that we had over the summer, that was $1,000. And we're not complaining. We think that the speakers deserve that money. I mean, they're busy people. They've got a lot of people wanting them to come on to their shows or whatever else it is. And so basically by having this Kickstarter, the explanation for why we're doing it is it helps us, you could say, spread out the risk. Because it's one thing for me to say, okay, we'll risk $1,000, and if we don't make up for it, which is like not uncommon, sometimes a debate will kind of take a loss in terms of the money that comes back through ads and super chats. But we have other debates that have ads and super chats that can make up for it. So we can risk something like $1,000 or something like that. But as we are looking to have new big time opponents, you know, New York Times bestsellers and things like this, that's where we have to say, hey, in order to kind of help spread the risk, we are having these things such as Kickstarter campaigns that help us to say, hey, if you want to watch it, it's only $3 to watch it live. And want to let you know, folks, basically $3, that's the price of a cup of coffee. And you can watch it live, and it helps make that event possible. And so that link, if you'd like to pledge to the Kickstarter to watch it live, the link to that Kickstarter is in the description box, and hope you will check that out. Also, want to let you know, if you don't want to start an account at Kickstarter, you can actually bypass that by just using your Facebook to log into Kickstarter, and you can pledge that way. So it's as easy as it gets, folks. And like I said, this will help us get to, eventually we want to, no joke, this summer we have plans for some big-time speakers. We're talking in the domain of like Sam Harris, Jordan Peterson. We're shooting for the stars this summer, and the Kickstarter strategy is how we want to do that. A lot of people don't know some of the, you could say, honorariums for some of these elite level speakers might be $5,000 or in some cases $10,000. And so in order for us to do that, Kickstarter is our new strategy to try to set those up. Whew. Thanks for your patience. For tonight's debate, we are thrilled, you guys, as this is going to be a blast, debating whether or not, it's a similar topic to next week, debating whether or not anti-theism is rational. Now, Amy, who you'll see on your right, is taking the position that yes, it is. Nephilim Free, who is not yet pictured, but don't worry, we'll get his incredibly, unusually handsome mug up on screen in just a moment. He will be taking the position of no, that it is not rational or reasonable to be an anti-theist. In other words, to be a person who, well, we'll let Amy define it, but generally, in my experience, anti-theism meaning you think that religion is generally harmful to the world. And so what we are going to do is, both of our guests are linked in the description. If you'd like to hear more from them, you certainly can by clicking on those links. Nephilim Free is going to go first. It's going to be a roughly 10-minute opening statement followed by Amy's 10-minute opening statement. Then we're going to have that 50 to 60 minutes of open conversation and then Q&A. So feel free to fire your questions into the live chat. If you tag me with @moderndaydebate, makes it easier for me to get every question in that list. So without any further ado, we want to first ask and also say thank you, Nephilim Free and Amy. It's a pleasure to have you. So first, we'll ask Neph, what can people expect to find in your link in the description? Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me, James. I love to debate. I am a Christian apologist. I've been doing Christian apologetics and creation apologetics for about 13 years. My YouTube channel is all about evidence that God created the world and all the living things in it, and us, of course. And the center of my focus is creationism. And I dabble, of course, also in theology and a little bit in philosophy, but the center focus of my YouTube channel is creation, how creation is true and scientifically demonstrated that evolution is not true. And so I hope you'll come check out my channel. Anybody who's interested in that topic, please give me a subscribe click.
Thanks so much, Neph. And I am putting those links in the description box right now. So sorry, guys. I was a little bit late on that. And so those are being put in the description box as I speak. And so, Amy, thanks so much for being here as well. If you would like to share what people can expect to find at your link as well.
Sure. So, hi, my name is Amy Newman. And I run a channel which I would say is based on comedy, skepticism, philosophy. We like to talk about religion and all sorts of fun, relatable topics like we do here.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Amy, as well. And with that, we will kick it into Nephilim Free's opening statement. Thrilled and want to say thanks so much for being here. We really do appreciate all of our guests. We do see you in the live chat. Let's see. Theo Fungi says, happy to catch this show. Thanks. I love your positivity. Seriously, that means a lot. We love it when people are positive and excited. So really glad to have you here. Thanks, friend. And with that, Nephilim Free, the floor is all yours.
Okay, thank you. Because of a miscommunication, misunderstanding probably on my behalf, I didn't even know I was going to be in this debate until just over an hour ago. So I didn't prepare anything, but that's okay. I don't need to prepare anything. I think the things that I already know is sufficient. I would say agnosticism is illogical, but anti-theism is irrational. Now, the reason this is true is because, primarily because there's such an overwhelming amount of evidence that God does exist, that theism is the truth. And I think it's irrational to argue against, to move one's mind away from that tremendous body of evidence that theism is true. And it's even less rational, I think, to strive against it, to wish that theism was not true, to argue that theism is not true or that it's not a good thing. I think that's completely irrational. Now, here's some reasons why anti-theism is irrational. Firstly, that God exists. The amount of evidence, knowledge that man has accrued and possesses that demonstrate that God exists is quite overwhelming. There's, and it comes in various lines. Science has verified that life is intelligently designed and the creation is true. Therefore, atheism is not true, evolutionism is not true, and so theism is the truth. God does exist. It comes from many lines. The scientific evidence for creation, the philosophy of science, which demonstrates that the universe requires a supernatural cause, a prime mover, if you will. The evidence that the Bible is, in fact, the inspired word of God, in proving itself to be a book that man by himself could not have authored. The fact that philosophy of mind demonstrates that human beings have a non-physical sentient component, a theist would call that spirit. We can also call it mind. And therefore, theism is true. Why fight against and argue against what's true? See, ask yourself, is it rational to argue against that which is true? So then there's historical evidence that the Tower of Babel affair is a real human event. If that's true, the Out of Africa story and the secular camp's timeline for the history of the world is completely whack. So that demonstrates the historicity of that, the scripture on that matter. And then, of course, there's mountains of archaeological evidence which verify names, places, and events in the Old Testament. The accuracy of the Old Testament has been verified by numerous top-level archaeologists. So we know that the Bible is real history. So then this evidence is the God of the Bible as being the one that's the author of everything, the prime mover. Anti-theism, now when it comes to moral values, we can also demonstrate that objective moral values do exist, and that all morality is not subjective. Subjectivity does exist in morals, in human moral thinking, but objective moral values and duties do exist. That's easy enough to demonstrate. So we have plenty of evidence for the existence of God. So what would be then, if God does exist, what would be the rationale or the logic? How would it be rational to rail against the existence of God or theism in general? I can see somebody arguing against false theism. That makes sense. I would not tell you that a Hindu has the truth or a Buddhist or a Muslim. I would tell you that Christ is the truth and the God of the Bible is the truth. But nonetheless, we know that God does exist from various lines of evidence. And so to be against the God is to be, I think, in a bad position, and it's just not rational. Now, if theism is true, and I think the evidence for that is beyond overwhelming, then I think it would be plausible that arguing against the existence of false gods, just as a Christian does, is a rational thing to do. But to argue that all theism is not true is essentially to argue that God doesn't exist. And that evidence against that idea is overwhelming, as I've already said. So to be against the idea of theism is basically, in my mind, to be a denialist of the existence of God and to be against the moral objectiveness of God. It's someone simply wishing that God didn't exist, not wanting theism to be true because of some theological reason. That's the reasoning behind the human heart for anti-theism, is to be against the existence of God because there's something about the existence of God that doesn't sit well with someone in their heart. They have a problem with that. And so I think to have a problem with the existence of God is a ridiculous idea, since if God is true, that would be the most important thing that could possibly be true for a human being. If God exists, him having a relationship with him, knowing him, would be the most important thing that could possibly be true for any human being. How is it rational then for someone to be against the thing that would be the most important thing for them in their own personal life? You see, that makes no sense. That's like somebody saying, who has a terrible injury, that it's not rational to go to the hospital just because you don't like hospitals. Even though your bones are showing and you're bleeding like crazy, I'm not going to that hospital because, hey, I don't like hospitals. Does that make sense to you? Well, it doesn't make sense. And neither does the idea of being against theism if God exists. It makes no sense to be against theism, to be anti-theist. To be anti-theist is simply to follow one's heart, to wish in wishful thinking that secular humanism was the basis for the truth of our existence and everything about us. But that's basically, in my opinion, what anti-theism is. It's a rejection of moral values, specifically Christian moral values, and the teachings of Jesus Christ, because someone doesn't like it. So it's not rational to be against something because you don't like it. The simple truth is, anti-theism is not rational because God does exist, because the evidence for God's existence is so overwhelming, and because if God did exist, having a relationship with him, knowing who he is, and having him as a participant in your life would be the single most important and beneficial thing that could happen to a human being. And it's irrational to be against that which is possibly, would be the most beneficial thing that could happen to a person, to be in a relationship with God. If that is the most beneficial thing that could possibly be for an individual, being against that is self-destructive. It's, I think, irrational nonsense. And so if there's any time left in my opening statement, I pass it off to my opponent or to the chat section of this debate. I don't think I have anything that I wish to contribute more than what I've already said at this time.
Thanks so much, Nephilim Free, for that opening statement. And I want to remind you folks, I have put both of the guest links in the description right now. They're there waiting for you. So if you've been waiting, you're like, I can't wait to click on it. It's like, it's killing me. Now you can. So with that, very excited. Amy, thrilled to have you here. Thanks so much. The floor is all yours.
Thrilled to be here, and thank you so very much. I'll say, Neff, I'm under the same boat I think I knew last night, but not much sooner. But I'm so excited to be here, and let's get into the meat. So, why theism is not true, and why we should oppose the concept. Today, we're talking about why we should be working in opposition to theism. Concept we call anti-theism. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's get some definitions on the table. A theist is someone who believes in a God, with specific religions like Judaism, Christianity, and Islam falling under this category, as well as deistic claims of some supernatural but unprovable force. We contrast this with atheism, which comes in two flavors, weak and strong. Weak atheism or agnostic atheism merely means the lack of belief in a deity. And strong atheism or Gnostic atheism, which is not only a lack of belief in a God, but an assertion that a God or gods does not exist. While technically similar, none of these words quite describe anti-theism, which puts forward the proposition that religious belief systems are more harmful than beneficial to humanity. You could, for example, be an atheist who wishes there actually was evidence for a God, or an atheist who thinks religion plays a purpose in maintaining social order. I disagree. Not only do we have no good reason to think a God exists, but additionally, we have evidence to think religion is a harmful human creation. This comes from the detrimental practices contained within many of the religious holy texts. For example, major opposition to homosexual marriage came from a largely religious base finding their reasoning in scripture, which is after we watered down these religions from stoning them to death. It's also largely where the anti-scientific community comes from. Denials of concepts like the Big Bang, age of the earth, and evolution all find detractors from people telling us that they are taking their holy book as the literal word of a god. It's hard to imagine anything as silly as the universe being formed in 6 24-hour days coming from any other source of superstition but religion. Which is one of the reasons I want to stop the spread of theistic beliefs. They seem to be the most popular form of superstition, in the same vein of owning a lucky rabbit's foot or believing in reincarnation. However, the most pernicious thing about religion is that these beliefs can often become physically harmful. We need only look towards the 9/11 hijackers to see what blind faith can get us. Even worse about this tragedy is that there's a chance the terrorists weren't evil, insane monsters, that they instead saw themselves as righteous judges, handing out a sentence to godless infidels. One day, they could have been helping an old lady cross the street, and another, they were wishing death for a group of strangers they have never met. Which is another evil of many of these theistic beliefs, the desire to die. And this frame of thought hasn't just infected Muslims. Many Christians, if you ask them, will tell you that we're in end times, that the destruction of the world is just around the corner. But the most sickening thought is how they seem excited for this to happen. Of course, this stems from a doctrine of blood sacrifice, the concept that we can create literal scapegoats by murdering animals in cold blood. Can we think of anything more sick and twisted than slitting an animal's throat open just so the god would not kill us? Why, yes, we can. Human sacrifice. The notion that a man could die in replacement for our bad deeds is downright horrific. Could we imagine switching out death row inmates for those who are innocent? I know I couldn't, and I hope neither would anyone else. Of course, we're stuck with Christianity and Islam because of Judaism, a religion which starts with a woman being made out of a rib, and moves into talking snakes. It should come as a surprise to no one that half or more of Jews don't believe in the literal interpretation, which to me is funny because the people who actually wrote the story seem to view a literal theistic creationist view as both silly at best and harmful at worst. Practices like the genital mutilation get passed down because it's a matter of tradition. And once again, it's hard to think of any other source for male and female genital mutilation like religion. Now, I could go into how evil this god is himself, but it really doesn't make a difference. The fact that Yahweh seems to be a genocidal murderer that drowns people because he wasn't smart enough to think of a better solution doesn't actually prove he's not real. Or even that in some religions, he wants to torture people forever for the crime of not believing in him. Instead, the focus is just on the actual evil practices that he endorses, like slavery, which is an abomination to mankind. And the Bible was used by the Confederacy to justify those actions. I'll conclude by saying anti-vaccination, anti-blood transfusions, and a flat earth don't need to have a base in religion. However, there seems to be more than just a coincidence that these beliefs tend to be overwhelmingly from believers of religion. Thus, I am an anti-theist, not merely because of my atheism, but because of the harm that comes from these superstitious beliefs. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Amy. And what we are going to do is, before we jump into the open conversation, want to let you know, Amy and Neff, I'm going to send you a new Zoom link within the next minute via email, just like I sent you before, because I forgot to update our Zoom account, so we basically are going to be limited. But don't worry, what we will do in the meantime is chat. If you have any juicy questions about, I'm willing to answer some personal questions. Let's not go nuts though, okay, chat? And so while we have this brief 2-minute intermission, I will be answering questions from the chat. And in the meantime, like I said, within about 60 seconds, Nephilim Free and Amy, you'll get a link via email. So thanks so much, and I'll be right back with you guys. So thanks for your patience on that. 10-4, does that sound good, Nephilim Free?
Okay. Do what I got to.
All right. Just making sure you heard it. All right. Chat, whatever questions you have, I am thrilled to answer them as we have this 2-minute intervention. Be right back, Amy and Neph. Chat, thanks so much. I'm still here because I'm not. My camera is not going through Zoom. By the way, just saw somebody also sign up through the Kickstarter. We do appreciate that. Somebody signed up since the start of the debate. That's encouraging. And then Dave Langer says, "How do you always look so dapper?" That's really kind. I think you're full of it, but I appreciate that. You know what the funny thing is? The funny thing is a blazer. I'm not joking. I think for a guy, a blazer can go with jeans, it can go with khakis, it can go with so many different things, and it looks great. And so I have to recommend it, folks. If you're, and maybe, I think for ladies it could probably look just as good. Is I know that for me though, as a guy, I consider what looks good for a guy, and I feel like I love blazers. I get them for like between five to $8 at Goodwill, and so I always advocate for the blazer. And then next question, pre-trib or post-trib? Haven't read enough about it, to be honest. I'm pretty on the fence. There's a ton of issues that I'm a little embarrassed to say that I haven't read enough on, that I just don't have a firm stance on. I think part of it is that, it's a really challenging thing to, you know everything super on the deepest level. Who was your worst guest? So I don't know who the worst one is in terms of who I liked or disliked. I can tell you one of the most difficult and one that probably thinks I'm the worst host is Darth Dawkins. So that it has to be Darth Dawkins in terms of the worst that we've had as an, you know, in terms of how they feel about me, that's for sure. But who knows? For me, it's tough to know. I think that I really do like, to be honest, people like Neph and Amy, who they're, I just sent them their link. They're a pleasure because they make it easy because they're not, what's the word? I like calm debates because when I get to actually listen to the content and like sit and learn like everybody else gets to, I really like that. And some of the debates aren't like that, obviously. I have to do a lot more work moderating, so I don't really get to soak in as much info because I'm more focused on like who's getting to talk enough in terms of a proportion of the time available, and is someone cutting off somebody more than somebody else? That's another thing. James W. says, "Did you have a soyful Christmas?" You bet I did. So much soy. Nobody likes soy more than me, believe me. Pete Berub, thanks for your kind words. Says, "You're awesome, James." That means a lot, Pete. Seriously, we do really like the positive people. I seriously appreciate the positive people, and so it does mean a lot. Weekly fashion advice. I wish I really had some, but I'm telling you. Bruce Wayne says, $5 blazers. Are you serious? And I'm very serious. If you go to, I find them at Goodwill mostly. I find them at all sorts of thrift shops. I'm really big on thrift shops. I like the kind of making a second use of an item as well as the thrifty deals. And then Tape Deck says, "All good. Appreciate the honesty." Yes, that Zoom account is, I could have sworn it was until like January. Jamie Russell, thanks for your kind words. Says, "Like and subscribe." Thanks for that. Appreciate it, Jamie Russell. And then, oh, we got Amy back out, all right. And then let's see if we got Neph back in here. Neph is back. So thanks so much, folks. Appreciate that. And
okay.
All right. Thanks so much. Well, with that, we have got both of our guests back. Let me just double check you guys are in the right spots with the names. Oh, perfect. Well, that worked out perfect. All right. So we'll jump into the open discussion mode. Thanks so much, okay, everybody, for your questions. And thanks so much, Amy and Neph. The floor is all yours.
So, Amy, I expected you to straw man God and the Bible and everything just as you did, declare God a moral monster and everything so you can justify your denial of him. I expected that. I knew you were going to do that. That's what every atheist does in this kind of a situation. But since there's such overwhelming evidence that God does exist, really all I see is denialism of God's moral values. You rail against the existence of God and theism because you don't want God to exist. You can't demonstrate to me it's because of anything about God that indicates that God is bad or mean or that God is cruel or that you're better or a more just judge than God. If you think theism is bad since God does exist, please explain to me how you're a wiser and more just judge than God so that you have a reason to rail against him.
I mean, we're lucky there's no evidence that God exists, especially really? The Christian one. But yeah.
Well, then how come there are 365 prophecies fulfilled of Jesus Christ if God doesn't exist? Can you explain to me how people can invent 365 facts about one human being that hasn't even been born yet? How is that possible?
I mean, you make it fit. It's not like he fulfilled Jewish prophecy. He died, so he didn't fulfill Jewish prophecy, so he's not the Jewish prophet, so he just died.
No, he
it's
fulfilled
not like he resurrected prophecy. From the dead.
Yeah, he did resurrect from the dead. The evidence is strong for that.
He
did.
Have a body?
Don't have to have a body to know that he resurrected, to have the
evidence.
Don't
know he's real then.
Yeah.
Don't know he existed.
Well, he has to be real because you're here and you're speaking, and bags of matter don't talk, do they?
No, sex is why I'm here. But we can go back to God, though.
Well, you know, you wouldn't be here if God didn't exist because you're speaking, you see. Here's the crazy problem for you, Amy. Matter doesn't think about and can't plan for the future. Molecules interact with each other when only and when they're in immediate space with each other, when they can contact each other. Chemistry has no knowledge of the future. And the problem is every time you speak, you demonstrate that you have forward thinking. And forward thinking requires a mind, not matter. Matter can't explain forward thinking. Therefore, the fact that you speak and have life and speak of the future and things that might take place or should take place in the future proves that you have a component that is supernatural, just
we
like
do.
God, that you're riling against.
All right, well, let's give Amy plenty of time to respond just because there's a lot of ideas to unpack.
I want to put, is this like a linchpin? Because I think that really the debate topic is it harmful? And it seems like we're slowly going into, is God real? Which is, I mean, I know it's a crux of it, but to me, it's like religion. Like if you could prove the monotheistic religious God, I would believe in him. Like if you could prove Yahweh, I would believe in Yahweh. I would not worship him, but I believe in him.
Well, the subject of the debate is not if God exists. The subject is atheism rational? And since God does exist, anti-theism isn't rational. And I mean, when a world forgets about God, you know, terrible things happen. Do I need to remind you that atheist mass murderers are responsible for the deaths of more human beings in the first half of the 20th century than all of the Earth's wars prior to the Second World War combined? And you're going to tell me that God was a meanie for wiping out the Canaanites, right? But yeah. Joseph Stalin killed 100 times as many people as 1,000
Do you know why they died? Do you know why they died in the Soviet Union? Do you know they died?
They were starved to death by Joseph
Stalin.
Oh,
so it wasn't like he went out of his way and just killed them. The USSR was just dumb and they died. So it really had nothing to do with atheism.
No, it was intentionally shut off all trade between Ukraine and agricultural centers in Russia. It was intentionally shut them down, and they went completely impoverished and starved to death. It was intentional.
They took over all of the privatized farms, and it turns out the government doesn't know how to farm. And so they died. But this is once again off topic because Hitler said God in Smuts. I can't even say it in German. He had God believes in us on his belt buckle. They killed for in the name of their beliefs. It doesn't have anything to do with Christianity or atheism.
That's a history revisionism, which you just espoused. It's not history. It's not true. And Joseph Stalin had every church he could find in Russia burned to the ground and the Christians machine gunned.
But to be fair enough, I hate to interrupt you, but just to be sure, Amy had mentioned it, and I do want to just quick jump in because Just kind of turning back to, regardless of whether or not atheism is dangerous, which is an interesting topic, and I'd be willing to host it. But okay. To be fair,
yeah,
sure. Well, can I turn that around for a second?
Well, my point is that anti-theism rails against all which is good and true, and that is evil in and of itself.
So Hitler in Mein Kampf was very clear on why he was killing the Jews. He was doing the Lord's work. He was a theist. You could call him a pagan, which is another word for a theist, no matter which you want to call. So seems like when you're putting both atheism and theism on mass murderers, it seems like just a bunch of world wars were going on. So maybe we should just talk if theism is actually beneficial for society overall.
Sure, happy to talk about that, but you've misrepresented the facts. He was a polytheist. Hitler was a polytheist. But the truth is he denied the one true God that does exist. So he was anti-theist.
Still on your side. Still a God.
No, he wasn't
on my side. Non-atheist. Non-atheist.
Doesn't matter. He wasn't a Christian. And that's the problem. So
that's a no true Scotsman.
No, because
there's
only one true God. And if you rile against him, you're anti-theist, right? Railing against imaginary gods doesn't help.
Well, I did want to point that out, is that how you're kind of like an anti-theist to all the other religions except one.
No.
So really, we could talk about, like, if we could gang up about why, you know, Islam didn't split the moon, or Muhammad didn't split the moon in half. You're like, that's crazy. How could someone split the moon in half? And I'm like, yeah, resurrected Jesus.
Well, I'm not anti-theist. I'm anti-lies, anti-falsehoods.
Pro-truth. That's all I care about.
Well, here's how theism has benefited the world. Jesus Christ changed the world for the good forever. The one man who was more influential in human history than any human being that's ever walked the earth. The Magna Carta is based on Christian theology. English common law was based on the Magna Carta. English common law is what the Constitution of the United States is based upon. Democracy, Western democracy and freedom, the rights of individual rights and human beings created in the image of God, is the basis for modern democracy as we know it. So the fact that you can go to your microwave at 2 a.m. and make coffee and stand out on your porch and walk down the street at 2 a.m. without being arrested and frisked, is you can thank Jesus Christ for that. So how is it rational to rile against that which gives you your freedoms?
So my response to that is Jesus Christ has nothing to do with our freedoms. Democracy came from the Enlightenment period. It came after a period of feudalty and monarchs. It kind of goes in a system that we're seeing where we're trying to gain more freedom. But no, Jesus Christ is not trying to give you freedom. He says worship him. I don't understand where any of this freedom comes from.
Well, you just tried to revise history again. It is true that the Magna Carta is based on Christian theology and Constitution of the United States and Western theology. Western democracy is based upon the foundational belief that human beings were created in the image of God and just have innate, inalienable rights. So the freedoms that you enjoy in your Western society, now you can go to another society which doesn't espouse theism or certainly not the one true God that exists and experience all kinds of restrictions to your personal freedoms, as we know exist in North Korea and China and Cambodia and lots of other places.
We want to talk about North Korea.
I suppose you're happy to be living in the West and enjoy that Christian freedom that you experience, right?
I enjoy that non-Christian Western freedom that we have. And the great thing about Western society is we're becoming less religious. So every year that goes by within Western society, religion goes down and the nuns go up. In fact, really, United States of America is the only vast majority Christian nation. It's where you only see like 40% of creationists. It only happens in the United States. It's an American thing, creationism and these type of movements. And it's a new movement. It's not like the Christians even 1,000 years ago thought of this stuff.
What you just stated is false. Atheism is not increasing. The Pew organization and other organizations have done research that shows atheism has been on the decline since the early mid-'00s. So 800 plus less atheists in the world every single day. Atheism is not on the decline. Christianity is on the decline, but theism is on the increase. There are less atheists in the world every year than there were the year before. Atheism is not increasing. The world is becoming more polytheist, more modern day, new agey religionist, pagan, but it's not becoming more atheist. So I don't know where you're getting.
So to comment on that, I said the Western world, and I meant the Western world specifically because it is true in the West. But what I could add to that is Islam is the fasting growest religion outside of the West. But so, that's a different topic.
So theism is growing, you say?
Oh. In third world countries, yes. It seems like third world countries really really need someone to attach themselves.
Because, so if we adopted, you just contradicted yourself. But if we adopted pagan ideas, anti-theist ideas, what would happen if the world, adopted atheism and we got rid of theism? Well, then every human being's opinion would be, every person could claim that their beliefs, whatever they think is morally correct or incorrect, is a sovereign idea, and you have no right to infringe upon them. And we know what happens to cultures when they give up theism, when they give up godliness, then they're full of all manner of wickedness. And that's what's happening in the world. The world is becoming more and more wicked. And so what you're really railing against God is really wishing for a pagan world which rejects God and follows after the inklings of man's heart. And human history proves what man does with his heart to people and to the world, doesn't it? Look at the Second World War and the filthy murderers that existed then.
So yeah, we're becoming a more moral world. You can find out more about this in Steven Pinker's Better Angels of Our Nature. This is actually the best time period of all time periods in human history to live, of the most violence, most war, most genocide, all sorts of the fun stuff that we're trying to get rid of is actually on the decline. So I don't know what you mean, and I don't have a pagan worldview. Once again, a pagan worldview is theist. I know that you want to be like atheists and pagans, bloop, but no. Theism, they are theists. They believe in gods, and they may even be, maybe they're Odin. Maybe they just believe in one god.
Well, maybe I should explain something to you. I don't believe there is such a thing as an atheist, Amy. This is the thing. I believe every human being in the world knows that God exists. They bury that in unrighteousness, just as the scripture says. They hide that because, as the scripture says, they like the darkness more than the light. But I'll just tell you that the world is becoming less moral, not better, not more moral. And that's why things that were shocking to people 55 years ago are today being considered norm. Now, if you want to say that the things, the practices of human secularism, that they are better and morally better than theism, I would challenge you to make a case for that. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how you get moral systems out of theism. I understand that you believe you can only get morality, and it's once again going off topic, but I'll take it back. We'll get somewhere like slavery. I don't understand how you can have moral objectivity with theism. I believe in objective morality. I believe that it's grounded in biology. How do you get there from this God says it?
Okay, so that's an error because biology deals with what's beneficial and not beneficial, not what's true or not true, not with what's moral or immoral. Evolutionism and philosophical materialism don't provide a basis for morality. I'm sorry to inform you, but even Thomas Huxley, the famous bulldog of Charles Darwin, he acknowledged that he can't figure out a way to get moral thinking out of evolution, and he was a pro-evolutionist much more than you. So
I don't know there's no such thing as like a pro-evolution. But can I ask, can you give me a moral conundrum that doesn't deal with biology? Anything morality that doesn't deal with biology. Just give me one thing.
Yeah, all of it.
Yeah, so no, so you can't.
No, but morality is not based in biology. Biology is what happens chemically. Chemistry doesn't explain moral objective values and duties.
Okay,
it's an absurd thing to believe.
So if we don't have sexual organs, it takes rape off the game field. You can't have sexual morality if you don't have sex. You can't have those choices because it can't occur. Mm. So it doesn't even get up on the field.
That's easy. The existence of sexual reproduction or genitalia doesn't by itself follow that immorality is true. I mean, that makes no sense whatsoever. You know, a gun is not an immoral thing. It can be used immorally. Same thing with our genitalia. Just because they exist and sexual reproduction exists doesn't mean it's inherently evil. It's how it's used. I mean, come on.
I'm saying, let's pretend genitals don't exist. Can rape happen?
That doesn't mean your mistake here is thinking because genitalia exists, morality that's something
inherently evil. What about genitals? I use that as an example. I'm using that as one example.
That's an irrational conclusion. No, that doesn't follow logically. I'm sorry, that doesn't follow.
I want to give Amy a chance to respond, but I do think there was one topic that Amy brought up that was super interesting, and that I'm like, ooh, that'd be fun to kind of explore, some of them seem to be for sure false predictions on the end of the world occurring and potential problems that might come from that. So I want to give Amy a chance to respond, but I only bring this up not to gang up on you, Neff, but because Amy brought it up before and it's so interesting. Okay. I think the audience would love to hear both of you explore it.
And I really want to know, Neff, because this is one of the reasons that I find disgusting in theism is this desire to die and this desire for the apocalypse to happen. What is your feelings on the end of the world?
Well, I don't have a desire to die. So this is a misrepresentation of Christian theology, this ridiculous idea that Christians are all looking forward to death, that we can't wait to die. Christians find... research shows, numerous examples of research show that theism provides, especially Christian theism, provides a healthier lifestyle, more meaning in life, a lower suicide rate. Atheists, by the way, have the highest suicide rate of any individual or genre of human beings. Atheists have the highest rate of suicide.
Can I cut you off really quick?
So theism provides a health benefits for people mentally and physically. So that what you said doesn't follow. Failed end of the world predictions. Well, that's just people make mistakes. People of all genres make mistakes. Theists are not immune to making mistakes. That doesn't mean theism. It follows that theism is evil in some way.
I'm not saying that it wasn't evil. And you kind of just tried to push it in the direction of you can get a healthy lifestyle from it. But do you think the world is going to end in your lifetime?
No.
No.
Do you?
Okay. I don't. I mean, I could be wrong, but that I actually find that surprising. So I'll take it because the money questions, they think that coming in their lifetime.
Yeah, no, I personally think that Christ is not returning somewhere between 100 and 300 or 400 years from now. I don't think it's right around the corner because there are things stated in the book of Revelation that have to come to pass before Christ returns, and I think we're some time before those things come to be. So, no, I don't believe that the end of the world is right around the corner. But to be against theism, I think, is to be against all that has been demonstrated to be good and true. And if you take God out of the picture, you're left with the darkness of the human heart, and we've seen what the darkness of the human heart comes about. You get people like Jeffrey Dahmer and such, and without moral thinking. I just don't find how you can find anti-theism to be against that which is good and true to be a rational thing. That's irrational to me.
Because from my position, we do not need theism to be decent, moral people. We can do this all on ourselves. And not only can we do this on ourselves, but a lot of times I feel like theists give credit to their God when they themselves did the work. Like they do all this charity and they're like, God works in mysterious ways. It's like, no, you work in actual ways.
Well, if people didn't have the moral thinking that God imparted to their spirits, there would be no such thing as charity. I think human history demonstrates the evil of man's heart. Look at all the wars and greed and selfishness. I mean, when is the last time, Amy, that you fed a child in Africa so that he didn't fall over dead? Are you giving enough to charity?
No, feed a kid in Africa? No, but the times in which I have asked someone who was starving if I could feed them, definitely at least once this year.
Yeah. Well, you didn't get that from biology because biology deals with what's. No, you didn't. Because biology deals with what's beneficial and not beneficial. It deals with chemical interactions, doesn't deal with what's morally right or wrong.
Well, let's take that claim.
It's a different category.
Let's see if we can find biology in here. Let's see. So we're spending a little bit of our money, a little bit of detrimental. We're then getting them a food source. Really, almost in my view, the meaning of life. You are keeping them to have homeostasis for this much longer. You're keeping them out of pain. I don't even understand where they got. It's just one biological thing to another, trying to help another biological organism out.
Amy, here's your mistake. That's just pointing out that biology can be assisted in some way by moral thinking. You're not pointing out that biology is the basis for moral thinking, which it cannot be.
It grounds it. All of our questions are grounded in
Is it true that biology deals with what's beneficial and not beneficial? Is that true?
Is it deals with beneficial or not beneficial to the organism?
Yeah, that's true, isn't it?
But it's not like solo, like my biology, it's my biology and someone else's biology. So if I cut someone's head off because I could get their coin purse,
that's where you jump.
That is not moral. You have killed them and taken something for your own biological gain and ended their bio. Like it's, I don't even see where anything non-supernatural comes in.
Well, here's the mistake you made. You leaped from biology deals with what's beneficial and not beneficial. Morality deals with what ought or ought not to be. Chemistry, which is biology, has nothing to do with what ought or ought not be. It only has to do with molecules being in immediate proximity to other molecules. It has nothing to do with what molecules don't care about what ought or ought not be. Morality deals with what ought to be or ought not to be. Chemistry has nothing to say about that. You're incorrect. There's a basis for morality in biology.
I'll give you an example. I can criticize female genital mutilation because it's biologically harmful. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, moral realism. Maybe, you know, they just have their thing. We have our thing. Who's our to say that we're just imposing our Western customs? No, you are harming people. We have evidence, biological evidence of this, and you should stop doing it. Not you, the people.
You're not pointing out that the basis for moral thinking is found in chemistry. Can you explain to me how chemistry tells us what ought to or ought not to be?
Chemistry is like one down from biology because there's
biology is chemistry.
Yes, but it's a specific type of chemistry. It's not, you know, it's organic. It is organic compounds. It's life.
It's still chemistry. It's just chemicals of a particular type. How does chemistry produce that which ought to be or not be?
Because we are made of chemistry and our brains have this operating system.
It's a non sequitur. Doesn't follow.
I'm going to give Amy a chance to respond after you claim that it is a non sequitur. What I do also want to do then is redirect as I want to go back to maybe those more core issues.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I know I had one suicide because suicide has really nothing to do with atheism. We have a suicide problem in this country with, for whatever reason, young white males seem to have the highest proponent of it. But that means that we need to reach out to them. I know it sounds funny to reach out to white males, but we should be there seems to be something there that is doing it. And I don't think it's Christianity because so much of our country is Christian and we have a problem with suicide.
If railing against God and his moral values is really what anti-theism is. That's all you're doing. You're saying, I reject God's moral values, specifically the Christian God. Atheists always target the Christian God more than anything, and I think that's telling. But yeah, it's true that atheism is a negative. And theology provides a better state of health. The Mayo Clinic just reported in 2001 a study Dr. Paul S. Mueller reported a study. The Iona Institute, Professor Patricia Casey, Professor Michael E. McCullough, and the University of Warwick provided two studies. These studies and others demonstrate that Christians have a better outlook on life, better health, and better mental stability than non-Christians and non-theists, especially atheists, because theism provides them with something to ground themselves in that's meaningful and gives meaning to their life. What you're railing for is that we give all that up for the darkness. And you call that beneficial?
Well, I would say if you think you're living after death, I think there's a if you think the ride doesn't end, there's a lot to be not sad about. But I don't think that it's the truth that matters. It doesn't matter if it's beneficial, unless you're making an argument for it not being true and just beneficial, which I think an atheist could have made the argument for. That's why not all atheists are anti-theists, is that there are some atheists out there that I think it's actually condescending. I think what they're saying is basically those little people need religion.
Here's how I think I've already demonstrated that anti-theism is not rational. First, it rails against the existence of God. It rails against the truth that the Christianity specifically grounds a human being in not only in good moral values, but also in meaning for their life and provides health benefits. It rails against the fact that modern Western democracy and freedoms are based on the idea that human beings have an inalienable rights given to them because they were created in the image of God. Believe that or not. Europeans feel the same way about it, at least they did until secular humanism began to decay their cultures dramatically. It rails against the truth that life was created, and it argues that we're just soulless bags of matter, which is like telling a small child, you're just stardust and that's all you'll ever be, and your life has no meaning in the end.
I want to give Amy, I'm going to give Amy a chance to respond with plenty of time, because that's ideas to unpack. Go ahead, Amy, I don't want to interrupt.
Oh, no, I almost interrupted you trying to get me off interrupting. What were you going to say?
I was going to mention, I don't know if I interpreted it the way that you were intending, Amy, but there's an idea that Amy brought up earlier, which is that America as a whole, and it wasn't stated, but America being a more Christian nation than a lot of these other Western nations that maybe don't have as high of a suicide problem. I wasn't sure if that was the argument being made by Amy, though it is one that if we get to discuss it, interesting, but nonetheless, I'll give it back to you, Amy.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, I tie that suicide problem with the school shooting problem, which I don't think is actually a gun issue. I think we have this kind of an anger issue that we've kind of passed on to our children, and they're pushing this outwards, but I think that it's why do you think America? Why in this the most religious Western nation do we have, of all a lot of the other Western nations, we have suicide, more crime, more poverty, more in prison? Wouldn't you expect the Christian country under your model to?
Well, that's easily answered. Yeah, well, cultures outside of Christian that aren't rooted in Christian moral values have less. Those nations have less tolerance for people and less freedoms for those people, and therefore there's a greater there's a lack of freedom on those people, and since they're intolerant, this provides a basis for fear of people going against the law because the sentencing is harsher. That's easily answered for. Mm-hmm. It doesn't demonstrate anything about Christian theology being wrong, especially since you enjoy the freedoms that you do because of Jesus Christ, largely. So, I mean, what's rational about believing that man should give up theism and seek after his own heart, when we have seen that human history has demonstrated that when man follows his own heart, greed and evilness of all manner arise in the world?
Simply put, from my view, it's a superstition, and we should fight against superstitions. And like I said in the beginning, it seems to be the most popular prevalent superstition that humans hold right now. And I just want to make two points. One, I think we have a lot of freedom in this country, but it does kind of, I think it's silly to shit on the other Western countries and be like, the reason they're not suicidal, the reason they're not shooting each other and all this shit is because they don't have less freedom. If you were to pick up and go to France, if you were to pick up and go to anywhere in the UK, you would still have the majority of freedoms that you enjoy in Western society. And they all seem to be trending towards atheism.
But they're not. I've already explained. Atheism has been on the decline since the mid-'00s. It's just a myth that atheists pass around. Atheism is growing and theism is dying in the world. That's simply not true. Paganism and polytheism are on the rise. Not Christianity.
When you say polytheism, do you mean like Islam? Do you consider that?
No, Islam is not polytheist, not now.
I know that, but yeah. They seem to be the one gaining ground. So I don't know where this pagan religion, like New Age, isn't that popular. It's not so popular that it's the number one.
I didn't say it was the number one.
Number one.
I just say it's growing. While monotheism is in the decline, polytheism, pagan religions like multi-god religions, or that God is unknown and unknowable, but you know he's out there, he's some kind. He's not the God of the Bible. He's not the God. What's really rising in the world is this oneness sort of an idea that the God of the Bible is the same God as the God of the Hindus, as the ancient Greeks, as the ancient Egyptians, as the Muslims, and he puts on different masks to pretend he's the God of the Jews, or over here. And now to the Egyptians, he wore this Ra mask. And to the ancient Greeks, he wore this Zeus mask or chaos mask. See, that's the kind of thinking the world is moving towards right now. And giving up the individual gods for this oneness idea, even the Christian God is claimed to be one of the many faces of this imaginary God. That's what's rising in the world today.
What that sounds to me is they're just liberalizing, which is what's going to happen. The longer that we have the internet, you're going to see people to continue to liberalize and to continue to relieve religion. I just want to make another comment on something you made, because I feel like you tried to make it sound non-fantastical, but it's almost impossible. You're like, how can you tell children that you're just stardust? Which is never what happens. We're like, you're stardust. Is that not fucking awesome? And somehow you have they reinterpret this as just, oh, well, we came, you're not only stardust, but you crawled out of the swamp, and that's how. It's like, no, that is then, you know, why can't the natural processes by which we came about be amazing? Why can't that just be enough? Why can't one single life, why does it have to be all this extra nonsense?
It's not that it can't be, it's just that it isn't. It simply isn't the truth. Those are myths. Evolution is a 19th century myth born in a day when man knew nothing about biology. Atheism is a myth that God doesn't exist.
You would agree.
These are myths you're talking about, not anything grounded in reality. It's a delusional, self-delusional myth.
I don't want to go too far down evolution, but you have to agree that you are against the scientific consensus and what we currently know of as the backbone of modern biology.
Yeah, and those that railed against...
Forgive me for interrupting you, Jeff. So sorry about that. I'll give you a chance to respond, I promise. Do want to let you both know, we'll go into Q&A in about 5 to 6 minutes.
Okay. So, and those that railed against Adolf Hitler, they were met with the bullet from a Luger. Yeah, so I mean... What's the point? You're not really making any valid points here. I think it's obvious that anti-theism is irrational because it's denial of so much knowledge that we have accrued, so much evidence that God exists, that God created the world, and that the beauty, interdependence, complexity, the marvelous design, the meaningfulness of human life, All these things are grounded in theological things, not biological things. So what you're actually telling us the world to do is to go on teaching children to believe God doesn't exist and they're a product of pond scum. And this will remove from the child's mind, if you're allowed to, the meaningfulness of their life. And that person will grow up believing that they have less meaning in their life. And so they'll have less respect for other people's lives, too. I think that's damaging. I think that's a terribly hurtful thing to happen. And this is exactly what you're striving for. I think that's terrible.
And it's one of the reasons why I dislike theism. So, you know, your main proponent against evolution is because you believe in the literal six-day God, but there's no evidence for a literal six-day God.
That's not true. I became a young earth creationist because of science, not because of the Bible.
I know,
because
there's no
I studied the science
that supports
of it.
That. So you go against
everything in science supports it.
I you know how I know that's a bullshit statement? When you go and make claims like everything, nothing, everything.
Well,
nothing,
sure, everything.
Nothing. Okay, can you name one thing?
Sure, the existence of information linguistics, algorithms, aboutness, the process of intending and attending, intentionality, the knowledge that of unconfessed lies, all these things are non-physical and many more non-physical fundamental entities which are not grounded in materialism.
Yeah,
material processes can't produce that which is non-physical. Those things are non-physical. Therefore, the philosophical materialism of atheism is not true. And if that's true, then God exists. So your whole worldview just melted.
I didn't hear any evidence for a God in that, but he made more assertions and disagreements with the scientific community. But okay.
This might be a good time to go into the Q&A. So do want to transition over and remind everybody that the links of our guests are in the description waiting for you. So thanks for your patience, as those are now in the description to where you can click on them right this moment. Want to say a couple of things in terms of thank yous. Thanks so much for your question. Kicking this off from Brian Stevens says, can Nephilim Free give one moral good that is only possible through theism? It's kind of like the old Hitchens argument. You there, Neph? Nephilim Free?
I can talk about it if not.
Neph, you go. Wait one sec. Neph, can you hear me? Oh no, they got him. Okay. Let's see. So
shut it down.
Neph, what we're going to do.
Oh, there we go. I'm sorry. Yeah, there's a technical issue. Could you please repeat the question? I'm so sorry.
No problem. Please. That's all right. What we're actually going to do is, because as I had mentioned earlier, very embarrassing, I forgot to renew the Zoom account. So we basically, or you got 2 minutes left on this one. What I'm going to do is send you a link and we'll have our final 40 minutes on that meeting. So Nephilim Free and Amy, if you can check your email, we'll do the exact thing that we just did about 40 minutes ago. And so in the meantime, folks, feel free to ask me any questions, any juicy questions. Let's not go nuts though, okay? All right, so give me a sec. I will see you in a second, Amy and Neph. And thanks so much. Brian, I promise we'll get right back to your question too. Brian Stevens, we appreciate that. And then we will jump into the others as well. So we appreciate it. And sending that link over to Amy and Neph. And then I'm going to peek into the live chat to see what kind of sick and juicy questions you have. So do appreciate your patience, folks. It's slightly off track with the holidays, but it's been a good time. I hope that you guys have had a good time. Hopefully, whether you celebrate Christmas or not, we do hope that you have had a great ending to your week, as it's been for us. I can say it's been a restful one, which has been super. It's been a blessing. It's been terrific. And so I'm really thankful for that. And I am sending that link over to Amy and Neph. And so let's see. A lot more talk of soy. You guys are really into this soy stuff. Let's see. Padme the Cat says, if you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself? Only if I had mustard. I'm a big mustard person, not ketchup. For real. It's like the only thing that I don't, the only food that I'm not like really into, and that I'll actually ask, like, please don't put that on my food. And let's see, soy collection agent says, will you be able to make that payment today to keep getting your soy? Yeah, I have so many soy products on order that I've been behind on those payments as well. But no, I don't really. I don't have anything against soy, but it's not like my thing. Maybe it is a little bit. But Space says, oldie but a goodie. Could you ask Neff if he could explain the difference between evidence and claims? I will add that to the Q&A. Thanks so much for that question. And then, let's see. We weekly fashion advice. I'm the last person you want to get fashion advice from. Although I would say, I'm telling you, thrift stores. I'm serious. If you don't go to thrift stores for your like good clothing, like dress clothes, like blazers and stuff, oh, it's tremendous deals. Let's see. Jungle Jargon says, did you not answer my question one time? It's true. I think the last one I missed your question. Sorry about that, Jungle. Let's see. Mugorog says, do you ever go crazy having to stay neutral? I for sure would, but you're rock solid. That's really kind of you. I don't know. I hope I'm neutral. I always wonder. I mean, we strive to be our most neutral. Hopefully we are, but I'm sure in some ways we're, you know, we could maybe have some ways we could improve. But let's see.
Neutral?
It's possible. You know, I don't know. I always want to be open to it and never think that we're not immune to it. I think that's the trick. And let's see. We've got you guys back. So thanks for that question, though, Brian. I'll try to cover the rest of your questions, folks. Brian said, for Neff, can Nephilim Free give one moral good that is only possible through theism?
All of them. If atheism were true, then philosophical materialism is true. And philosophical materialism has morality has no basis in chemistry.
Gotcha. Next, want to say thanks so much for your question as well. Language and programming has been throwing down some lightning bolts tonight. We really do appreciate that. It says, Amy, why is anti-theism rational when many religious traditions, such as Taoism and Hinduism, etc., and scholars such as Jung, Evola, Eliade, I should know this, but I don't, offer great wisdom? I'll agree Christianity and Islam is harmful, though. Amy, what are your thoughts? They're saying, like, why with the broad brush strokes?
So I will say that it's not that you can't get anything positive from religion. Obviously, they're getting community. They're getting structure. It's talking about the net overall. I think that it does more harm. And I think because it's a superstitious belief, you may just have that superstitious belief. It may just be you're religious and you have nothing else. But the moment that we give ourselves permission to accept even a single one, it means that we have disallowed ourselves to criticize anyone else. How could we when we ourselves have that unfalsifiable belief?
Thanks so much. We must move to the next one. Thanks for your question. This one comes in from Blue Heron, who says, Naffy, or at Nephilim Free, what is worse, a dishonest young earth creationist or a Christian who believes in evolution?
The question is moot since it presupposes there is no correct answer. That it's a loaded question designed to provide the author of the question presumes that the answer is going to be a failure regardless of how the question's asked. And so loaded questions demonstrate a weakness on the behalf of the asker.
Next, Dave Dallafiore, thanks for your question, says, congrats and thanks, James, for all you do. Thank you for your kind words, Dave. Seriously, it does mean a lot. It's really encouraging. And we love the positive people. Thank you guys so much. We have a ton of positive people in the chat. I appreciate you so much, everybody. Seriously, I am, like, blown away by everybody's support and kindness in the chat. Seriously, it's encouraging. I feel like we're trying to shape the culture to make it more and more positive, and I'm seeing it happen. You know, it used to be, it's still kind of a war zone in the chat, but still also becoming kind of a love zone. So appreciate that. Smoky Saint says, for Neff, why do you defend Christianity when you aren't a Christian, but a Gnostic, heretical fraud, denying personhood of the Trinity?
Well, since I espouse Christianity constantly, And just in the last month or two, I have explained that I believe God is Father, Son, Holy Spirit, perhaps 100 or 200 times, and obviously, therefore, believe in the Trinity. It seems to me that Smoky Saint is just being intentionally vile towards other Christians.
Next, C4, thanks for your question, says, God doesn't exist, debate over. It was just BS made up to make people behave a certain way. Nephilim Free, are you persuaded?
No.
Okay, gotcha. I thought you'd have more than that to say, but that's
so
all right.
Close.
Okay. So Ingwe Himawari, thank you for your kind super chat, says, Amy, what would you say to a devout teenage theist who was bright, kind-hearted, and a top student? Would you mock and denounce their worldview?
It's a time and place for everything. I mean, no, if they're a great member of society, then fantastic. I call them my theist brothers and sisters for a reason. But, you know, if you're coming into debate, if you're coming in to convince someone, you got to have the thick enough skin to be offended. It's not, but I'm not seeking them out. I'm not going door to door. I'm not going into a church and being like, did you guys know I shouldn't believe? I'm not trying to make people feel bad. That's not my goal.
Gotcha. And want to remind people in the chat to keep your arguments aimed at the arguments or your critiques or your scathing criticism. Save it for the arguments. And we don't want it directed at people. The personal harassment, we're not going for that, folks. It's not going to fly. So thanks for your super chat. This one comes in from Taliesin Oberlander, says, I guess ancient Athens didn't have democracy. I think they're being sarcastic.
Because you said we get democracy from Christianity, but there was democracy before Christianity.
Democracy of what sort, first of all? Not democracy which truly valued the individual's freedoms, I don't think. And modern and 20th, that kind of democracy is a rarity in the world. Modern democracy is, in fact, came out of an era that preceded it. And when that era was ruled by kings and dictators. So the theism, Christian theology is the basis for modern democracy, a resurgence in democracy and the rejection of a king ruling or a dictator's ruling, and human beings have a say in their own society.
Next, Chris Keith says, Jesus saves. Thanks for your super chat, Chris Keith. And Gur Mania says, question for Neff. Would God have Amy stoned to death if we were under the Old Testament laws?
No, because God didn't dictate that stoning people of her lifestyle was what was a practice that human beings are to participate in for all time. It was a result of God telling the Hebrews not to have those lifestyles repeatedly over a period of centuries. And when they refused to put an end to that, he put his foot down and enabled a harsh law for that time. It's not a commandment by God at any time anywhere in the Bible to stone anybody any time throughout history ever. It's a harsh action that God took at a particular time in history when the Hebrews and their theology, their religion, were under harsh attack from outside of Israel, and survival of Israel and the coming Messiah and the written scriptures was at a peak, and God had to do something to put an end to these things so that the Hebrews and their scriptures would survive and man would have knowledge of his one true Savior.
Language and programming, thanks for your question, says Neff. How do you deal with the fact that you worship Satan? 2 Samuel 24:1 and 1 Chronicles 21:1 are parallel verses identifying Yahweh with Satan.
I'd say they haven't a clue what they're talking about.
Next, Okay, language and programming says, Neff, how is biological change over time or evolution a myth? Macroevolution is just the law of induction, a la Francis Bacon in the Novum Organum.
There's zero evidence for macroevolution, the types of changes organisms experience, which are deemed microevolution, can't accrue to be caused macroevolutionary change. There's no biological mechanism nor example known of macroevolution, either past or present, not present in the fossils, nor is it observed, and we don't find it in the body plans of any of the species living on the Earth today. Had macroevolution been true, there would be an abundance of evidence for it, past and present, and there would be a known genetic mechanism for it, but there is not.
Gotcha. Let's see. Thanks for your question. This one comes in from Vance Lancet. Thank you very much for your question. It's Vash. Sorry, Vash. It's Vash Lancet. Thanks for your question, Vash. Says, Neff, got mittens, or God with us, in parentheses, was a phrase for the, you shouldn't say it, the N-A-Z-I-S. Knowing that, would you respond with that wouldn't fit the no true Scotsman fallacy?
Okay, well, fallacies aside, I'm less concerned whether you can model a fallacy after something that's true or not. People can do that. The truth is, there was Nazi ideology is clearly in denial of Christian moral values and was definitely non-Christian. And my point is, when you move away from the truth that there is but one God, then all manner of evil is possible, regardless of whether you're a theist or not. If there is only one God, then any espousing of any God and support for any other God is a fake God. It's no more valid than atheism.
Gotcha. And thanks for your question. This one comes in from Mitchell. Says, question for Amy. If oblivion created the matter in which we currently reside, what mechanism created the mechanism to create oblivion?
So you say oblivion, and I would say really all we can do is go back to the furthest in the Big Bang, where it's not actually oblivion. It's technically everything in a single point, but there's no space for the point to, there's nothing, you can't do anything because there's no space and time. And so if the question is what came before the Big Bang, what came before we know any of this stuff, I have no idea. I don't even know if that's a valid question. All I can tell you is the furthest back that I can get you is to the Planck time, and the closest I can get you to human origins is things like the Miller-Urey experiments and the things we're looking on. A little bit different, but how far back you want to go.
Thanks so much. And Graham Zeger says he did not answer the question. We want one moral good that can only come from religion, Nephilim Free. Do not want the answer, all of them. He cannot give it.
Well, that's demanding that the answer has to be in concordance to what you say. The answer is what the answer is, regardless of what your desire for it to be is. Morality is not rooted in chemistry, it's rooted in theism, and the truth that humans are morally immoral agents, and the existence of the supernatural, which demonstrates the philosophical materialism of atheism, is false. And of course, that morality has no basis in chemistry. It's irrational to believe that chemistry can produce that which it ought to be or ought not to be. It's not even a plausible idea.
You sent a super chat in the debate that you're actually debating enough. That's funny. I like your originality. That's I've never seen that done before. Animated effigy, but yes, Nephilim Free. There are a lot of after shows. We got Nephilim Free says open mic after show on my channel. Oh snap! Are you doing this to duel with Smokey? Because Smokey's all. There it is in the chat.
I just don't know of any after shows that I would want to participate in that anybody has advertised, so I thought I'd hold one myself.
Oh my goodness. Smokey's listening. He's right here. He's listening. Okay, well, all right. Next up, Smokey and Neff. Folks, I would encourage you, you know, you can always have more than one window open. You can be at both Smokey and Neff's channel as the other after shows.
You know, I'm a Christian, a fundamentalist Christian, and I believe in the Trinity, and Smokey calls me a heretical Satanist, for crying out loud. Why in the world would a Christian want to go to a channel like that?
Next up. Okay, so this one's from Animated Effigy. Says, morality came about through evolution. Cooperation is more beneficial to survival than not. Neuroscientists even found where in the brain it happens. Morality is not outside of us and needs no language. Neff.
That's completely false. Papers published in the Journal of can't remember the name of the journal, in a neurology journal, have explained that a couple of things that have been discovered by modern science, and that is that the problem is that there is no part of the human brain that packages our subjective experience to be as a movie that we live through. These are called, I can't remember the names of the problems, but therefore it's the brain is not, therefore the scientific evidence shows the brain is not the cause of our collective, our cognitive experience. It's maybe a conduit for it, but it's not the cause of it. And I wish I could cite the name of the papers. One of them is called the neural binding problem, and the other is called the visual binding problem. And they create a tremendous problem for the philosophical materialism of atheists, the evolutionism, because they demonstrate that the chemistry of our physical brain is not the producer of our cognitive existence.
Next up, thank you very much. Irresistible Truth says, Amy, you argued theism is wrong because of mass killing. Yet what Pol Pot, Stalin, Lenin, Mao, etc. have murdered 250 million people in the 1900s?
I would say it was more a response. And my point was that was to negate the opposite and to make to show that neither claim has to do with atheism or theism. Bad people can do bad things, whether you're a Christian, whether you're an atheist, and seemingly more often it doesn't have to do with religion. I think it is more often religion than not, which is why I'm an anti-theist.
Thank you very much. Next up we have Nephilim Free, his own super chat says, open mic after show on my channel. Well, conveniently, that's linked in the description. So I highly encourage you folks, you might even be able to go into each after show and debate both of the hosts. So thank you for your super chat. Graham Ziegers said, C cannot provide one moral good. They're talking about you, Neff. Namely, one moral good that can be done only by a religious person. Debate.
One sec.
He said, debate. Over. He knows, refutes his claim that morals only come from God.
I've addressed that problem already. That's a ridiculous assertion, since, again, chemistry doesn't deal with what ought or ought not to be. It deals with, is a molecule in immediate proximity with another? Matter-material interactions don't deal at all with the category of morality. Because what ought to be or ought not to be has nothing to do with chemistry.
Gotcha, and thank you so much for your question. This one comes in from Top Dog Shattuck says, for Neff, what would be different in your life if you discovered that your God was just a fictional character?
That question is moot also, because it presumes that the antithesis to my views is possible.
Gotcha. And Hate Love Nothing says, question, does Amy realize what sets the God of the Bible apart from other gods? Please ask if this individual understands the cultural differences.
I mean, sure. I would say lay Christianity or mainstream Christianity is about the Son of God coming down and being sacrificed for the sins of their fathers. I think the atheists love seeing the differences in all the different religions, because I mean, for better or for worse, we kind of use them against you. I mean, we use it, the claims of why Islam is silly against, you know, or why the Muslims think Christianity is silly against the Christians, we think Islam's silly, and why Jews think Christian, you know, goes in like a circle. But yes, I feel like I have a decent grasp of the basic tenets of Christianity, or at least what Neff is trying to prove, assert, or what, in his words, he knows is true that I disagree. But yeah.
Gotcha. And thank you so much. Appreciate your question. Language and Programming says, Neff, why do you believe in the Trinity when it was made up by the Catholic Church and early Christians taught adoptionism / Gnosticism?
That statement is completely false. We find the Trinity in the first three lines of the Bible. In the beginning, God, you could say that's the Father, created the heavens and the earth was void and without form, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the next line in the Bible is, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. That would be the Holy Spirit. And the third line of the Bible is, and God said, let there be light. And Jesus Christ said, I am the light of the world. So long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And Jesus Christ is the light. Reject the light and walk in darkness. The allusions to light and dark being goodness, being the light and God, are profound in the New Testament and teachings of Jesus Christ. So in the first three lines of Scripture, we have the Trinity in the very first three lines.
Gotcha. And next question. Thank you very much. This one comes from Language and Programming as well. It says, how is reincarnation a, quote, supernatural belief? Water never is destroyed. It just changes form and location. Even we are 97% water. Thanks.
I think that's addressed to me. I would say that it's a superstitious belief, because I'm more positive than not that I know what consciousness is, that it's a mechanism of our brain so that we could walk on the macroscopic landscape. I'm very, very, very skeptical. Ask yourself, what does your body get out of this? What does your body get out of going to heaven? What does your body get out of getting reincarnated? If the answer is nothing, I see no reason for it to exist, and I see it leaning more in Lucky Rabbit's foot. I mean, prove it, and I'll believe it.
Gotcha. Thanks for your question. I'm sorry, Wilson says, for Neff, as a Christian, wouldn't he be anti-theist towards anything non-Christian?
I don't think that follows, because since I'm a theist, obviously, how am I anti-theist? This anti-theism isn't an idea that someone is against a particular God. It's the idea that someone is against the existence of God, if one of them exists, and that's all there is necessary for somebody to be a theist, then it doesn't follow logically that not believing in false gods makes anyone anti-theist in some way.
Gotcha. Thanks so much. And Smoky Saint, your best buddy, Nephilim Free, says, for Neff, what word is better than person to describe the members of the Trinity?
Scripture doesn't use them, so there's no necessity for us to have one. And asking which word is better than person is like asking, which tool is better for turning. I don't know. It just doesn't follow that we are somehow required to use the term person to describe the members of the Trinity, since Scripture doesn't make that requirement of us. There's no requirement for us to do so. And to say someone is a Trinitarian because they don't follow the Christian Nazism of demanding that somebody use a term to describe the members of the Trinity that the Scriptures don't, I think it's just a bad idea.
Gotcha. And we are going to wrap up, folks. I know that with that, I do want to mention a few things, though, that are important for you to know. One is that we will have our Zoom or Skype updated by tomorrow so that we won't have those intermissions, though I've enjoyed those. Like, getting to hear from you in the chat and getting to interact with you is honestly a blast. So thanks, everybody, for hanging out and your positivity. We will be back with a post-credit scene in just a moment. So do want to let you know, stick around. We'll explain that photo during that post-credit scene as you see my boys, T-Jump and Steven Steen and I, putting on a car wash. Very important stuff. We'll explain more about that in a second. But do want to give you a quick reminder, all of our guests are linked in the description. So Nephilim Free and Amy have their links waiting in the description for you if you'd like to hear more. As mentioned, Nephilim Free is having an after show, and his twin...
his behavior, you know.
Okay,
I don't have to.
So, I hate to interrupt you. It's just that, yes, they are both having after shows, Smokey and Nephilim Free. And so, I'm sure Wilson sends in a last minute super chat, says, belief in Azathoth is equal to belief in Jehovah.
Azeroth is from World of Warcraft?
Azathoth? It's got a Azeroth? TH. It's got two THs. Azathoth.
Oh, not sure.
Gotcha. And let's see. Oh, we've got Space says, hey, dude, come on, get this question in. They are persistent. We're going to squeeze this in really quick before the Zoom closes on us. Says, for Neff, given that you're a young earther, do you also believe in the firmament or flat earth?
The term firmament in the scripture doesn't refer to a domed sky encasing a flat earth. That's not what the scriptures mean by firmament. Firmament is an expanse between the solid material of the earth and the heavens, outer space. That's what the firmament is. So the question is in error.
Gotcha. As mentioned, folks, we will be right back with that post-credit scene. It's going to be epic. I'm excited, you guys. I'm so encouraged and excited. News to share with you. So be right back. And thanks so much, though, one last time to our guests, Neff and Amy.
Thank you, James. It's my pleasure, too. I've enjoyed it.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.